we're joined here to start our morning off by Dr. Sue Adams, who is a senior lecturer in nursing and the national coordinator of Tangata Treaty, which is a workforce program at the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at Auckland University. Josephine Davis is a co-leader too of the program, and we are talking today about nursing issues. Tēnā koe, Sue and Josephine, ngā mihi kia kōrua, and thank you for joining us on Pāki Waha. My name's Dale. I appreciate your time and your kōrero today. Tēnā kōrua, I'll say g'day to you first, Sue. Kia ora.
Kia ora, morena.
Tēnā koe, Sue and Josephine, you're in too. Thanks for joining us today, Josephine, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks very much. Sue, to you first, I note that Andrew Little announced this week that nurse practitioner training places are to rise from 50 to 100. Doubling, but it's not until 2024. And while that's good news, the doubling of the number of practitioners, in the scheme of things, it doesn't really seem enough, and yet it's still a year away. How long does it take to train a nurse, and how long until they're ready to work, Sue?
Kia ora, thank you, Dale. So the nurse practitioners are a really experienced group of practitioners, advanced practitioners, who have had at least 4 years of working in a particular area of practice and have completed a clinical master's degree, which takes about 4 years to complete. And they are, and most of them, in fact, 75% of them have been working in practice for more than 10 years. So they're incredibly experienced, and they are able to deliver comprehensive primary healthcare services in a way that is equivalent to a general practitioner. So these are an incredibly valuable part of our workforce. And so while we're absolutely delighted that we're seeing some increase in numbers, what we need to do is grow that workforce more. And we've been asking for this for many, many years now. Nurse practitioners should be a part of all our mainstream health services. They should be right across our country, right across the health sector, because of the value they offer. And I think because nurse practitioners they have the biomedical knowledge, they can prescribe medications, they can refer to specialists, but also they are still nurses and they work in that relational model. They work well with whānau, with communities. They work out what the needs of the communities are and they fill gaps in that service provision. So they're incredibly valuable and it takes time to train them.
Tēnā koe, Josephine, can we talk about the numbers that are coming through in training? We've been talking about the problems the nursing sector has been facing for what feels like many years now. And so it would seem to discourage rather than encourage people to want to become enrolled nurses or the like. So what are you seeing turning up on your door at Auckland University?
Yeah, so I think you mentioned some good points, Dale, and I think the last 2.5 years has really shown across the country the resilience and the impact of the work that our nursing workforce provides into caring for people. It is a hard sell at the moment, but we've still got people coming into nursing. We've still got people that aspire to be nurses. They can see beyond the current. They can see the impact of working, particularly within their own communities, with their own whānau, you know, friends and family. So while you say that, you know, we've been saying this rhetoric for several years, it is a workforce that is still being sought after. It is work that is rewarding, and people still want to do it, which is a great thing because actually, you know, our nursing workforce of approximately 55,000 in Aotearoa is our biggest health workforce. So any way that we can encourage people into nursing, and that's sometimes kaimahi into enrolled nursing, enrolled nurses into registered nurses into nurse practitioners across that nursing scopes of practice. That's, I suppose, why we're talking to you today, Dale, because we see the importance of that.
We obviously factor in cultural dimensions to all the kōrero that we have on the program, Sue and Josephine, and likewise curious about Māori and Pacifica numbers that are coming through. And when you look at pay rates and the perceived overworking long hours that the sector has been painted with over the last little while, I wonder what rates are like of our people coming through interested in nursing careers. We'll pose that to you, please, sir.
Thank you. That is a major issue for our workforce. Now, within our program, we are very intentional about prioritising Māori workforce. That is becoming really our chief goal in our program, our key direction, and similarly for Pacific. So just as an example, the workforce of all the nurses in Aotearoa, 7 to 8% are Māori. That is all. And Pacific, similar, slightly less numbers. When we look at nurse practitioners, of the 650 nurse practitioners, just 50 are Māori and only 8 are Pacific. So there is a big issue in supporting Māori and Pacific through their educational pathway. And given the inequities we face, actually it is that workforce we want to particularly encourage. Those are the people that are going to really make a difference to our communities. And that, I think, is a really, really key point in how we progress the support of Māori and Pacific right the way through that pipeline.
Josephine, well, there are 55,000 registered nurses. We know that Andrew's announcement this week was going to double the nurse practitioner training places from just 50 to 100. Now, can you explain that? I'm assuming this is super specialised nursing work for the numbers to be what's seemingly quite low, 50 training places to 100. I mean, how significant is that?
Yes, so obviously we would like many, many more places. At the moment in New Zealand, we have got a two-tier nurse practitioner training program. We've got the training program that Minister Little was talking about, where he's going to increase the training numbers to 100 from 50. And then we've got a separate training program that is not as well resourced with regards to funding. What we would like to see is one training program nationally that's resourced appropriately, and we're not having a cap on numbers. That cap on numbers, as you can imagine, 50 up to this point, we are oversubscribed every year. If we could take every person that applies, and we know that number is growing as our RNs become more academically prepared and are ready for that final training year, that's how we need to be able to increase our nurse practitioner training workforce by resourcing appropriately and particularly supporting our Māori and Pacific RN colleagues through that pathway.
What does it say when we're so openly advertising, encouraging, maybe even helping to pay for overseas staff to come and be nurses in our hospitals, etc., here, and even down to, you know, what I think were quite naff advertising approaches by featuring the storyline in Shortland Street. I mean, what does this say to our local people who perhaps are interested in a career in nursing?
Are you asking me, Dale?
Okay. Well, take your picks.
We both have very strong feelings about this, and you know, we have to value our existing internationally qualified nurses who, and particularly in the aged care sector, my goodness, they're doing incredible work. However, to be recruiting overseas when there's a global shortage of nurses overseas, and when we have Māori who have been working in the COVID response and Pacific working in the COVID response, who would dearly love to progress through and become a profession, which has incredible implications for themselves, for their whānau, for their communities. That to us seems an absolute no-brainer, that is where the emphasis should be placed. We've got our program where we're supporting kaimahi, and again, we've got minimal funding. But these are healthcare assistants, so the non-regulated health workers already working with providers have brought with them knowledge, mātauranga Māori knowledge, tikanga knowledge, and we are bringing them through their enrolled nurse training, which takes 18 months. So that actually is not a That's a reasonably quick fix solution when you think about if you're bringing in nurses from overseas and how you have to train them, competences, cultural competences. So it seems it's frustrating to hear that that again is the focus when we have been asking for growing our own workforce, our Māori workforce and Pacific workforce for many, many years.
Well, I thank you very much. It's an issue that it will be ongoing and I look forward to talking with you another time, but I appreciate your thoughts this Friday morning. Dr. Sue Adams with us and also Josephine Davis. They're working on upping the ante of Māori Pacifica nurses in our workforce and also acknowledging the practitioner training places rising from 50 to 100, but that's not until 2024. Thank you for your thoughts this morning. Wahine mā, ngā mihi nui, kia kōrua, mauri ora, kia kōrua.
Ngā mihi, Dale.
Thanks so much.